Hello and welcome to the FactSet Evening Market Recap. Today is Monday, September 20th. Markets slow today on what was one of the worst days for equity markets since May. The S&P 500 was off 1.7%, the Dow off 1.8%, and the NASDAQ off 2.2%. All sectors in the red, with energy the worst performer. Treasuries firmer with some curve flattening. Gold was up, crude was down, Bitcoin futures taking a big hit off nearly 8%. Today's sell-off being pinned mostly on China, particularly the shockwaves from Evergrande's liquidity concerns, as well as continued regulatory crackdowns in China. However, the pullback isn't just China, with other longstanding factors such as COVID concerns, supply chain issues, employment woes, the potential for higher taxes, debt ceiling drama, as well as the usual stretch valuations discussions also playing a role. Let's start with distressed property developer Evergrande. Here's what the market seems to be focusing on. The company has over $300 billion in liabilities, with $84 million of interest payments due on Thursday and another $48 million on the 29th of September. The bonds will default if the company is unable to pay the interest within 30 days. In any default scenario, the company is between a complete meltdown, a managed collapse, or less likely, Beijing bails out the company, but analysts expect a low recovery ratio for investors. However, Reuters has reported one of the main lenders has made provisions for losses on a portion of its loans made to the company, while some lenders are planning on rolling over credit. At the moment, however, there does not appear to be a sustainable solution to the company's liquidity problems. Elsewhere in China, the regulatory crackdown continues with recent aim at Hong Kong property tycoons. Despite the continuation of these crackdowns and Wall Street's apprehensiveness, Bloomberg has reported that government officials in a meeting with Wall Street executives defended their position, assuring the people in the meeting that they are not looking to stifle tech or the private sector. Moving on to the debt ceiling, Yellen stressed again, this time in a Wall Street Journal op-ed, that the Treasury's cash level is going to fall to an insufficient level sometime in October, and Congress needs to raise the ceiling. She warned that a default, which has never happened in the U.S., would likely result in a financial crisis that would be historic and amplify the economic damages we are still dealing with as a result of COVID. As to if it will happen, McConnell has repeatedly stressed that Democrats will have to raise the debt ceiling on their own and have the tools to do so via reconciliation. Speaking of COVID, the FDA has now disclosed that the Pfizer vaccine is safe and appears to be effective for kids between 5 and 10. Meanwhile, the White House is to allow fully vaccinated travelers from around the world to come to the U.S. starting in November. Corporate news, mostly quiet today. Though after the bell, Shell did confirm an agreement to sell its Permian interest for $9.5 billion to ConocoPhillips. Other noteworthy news includes BRKS selling its semi business for $2.4 billion, DHI cutting its Q4 deliveries and revenue guidance citing supply chain issues, Coin scrapping plans to launch a crypto lending program, and Tesla was told by the head of the National Transportation Safety Board to hold off on its new driverless update. Looking to tomorrow, AutoZone is expected to report before the open, and FedEx and Adobe after the close. Thank you for joining us for the FactSet Evening Market Recap. We wish you all a wonderful Monday night. Cheers.